Yes, sir, come with me. Again in there, in the council of Mahaprabhu and Srinava, with fresh mind. He has told two words, Nitya Sansar and Nitya Baddha. What is the meaning? Nitya means eternal. Not this. From immemorial. But he can be liberated. He can be liberated. By the mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of devotee. He can be liberated. So it is called Anadi Dha. What is the meaning? If we will take the meaning of Krishna Shaibhuri Ji, no harm. He has forgotten. From where he has forgotten, this is the thing. From where he forgot. So, we will have to tell so many things. First, we should go to Gita. Gita has told, Jad gatva nanay vartante tad dham. What is the meaning?
Here in this verse, Bhagavan Sri Krishna...
Don't say.
He's explaining...
Only gist.
That if anyone goes to that abode, they can never return to the material world.
Where about? Goloka Vrindavan. No? If anyone going has reached there and he was there from before, or anyone from this world, they have gone there in that transcendental land of Krishna, Vrindavan, Golo. Oh, they cannot deviate. Never, never. Jat gatva nani vartante. Tad dham. So any jeev who had not gone there, have gone anyhow by practicing bhakti yoga up to prem, sneman, like anartha gone, nishtha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and they have, in lakhs and lakhs births they have attended that thing. How they can return? There is no chance. Why? There is no maya. There is no maya, there is yoga maya. Always helping. If anyone has taste to serve Krishna conjugal, how they can return from there? There should be any reason to forget, but there is no reason. So Jiva Goswami has frankly told, but there are some doubt in the minds of devotees that unknowingly they establish that Jiva has come from there. Oh, Krishna Bhuli. And they established that, Krishna has, all these souls have come from their forgetting their relation with Krishna. And now, when they read Jaiva Dharma and all these things, we have done blunder. If we accept our blunder, then it will be very harmful to us. And bad reputation will come. Anyone cannot believe. So they try to cheat. They don't produce all these things that Swamiji has told. Your Gurudev Prabhupada has told later on. And then we should know all these things also, and all after that he has written. What he has written?
There are so many places in Srila Prabhupada's books and letters. In Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, he writes, "The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha
planet." You can see Bhagavatam and you can... What?
This is from chapter 16.
What he has told?
"The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha planet, for it is the eternal abode.
Yes.
Then what? There was a letter asking if we have ever seen Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada writes, regarding your second question, have the conditioned souls ever seen Krishna? Were they with the Lord before being conditioned by the desire to lord it over material nature? Yes, the conditioned souls are parts and parcels of the Lord, and thus they were with Krishna before being conditioned. But just as the child must have seen his father, because the father places the child in the womb of the mother, similarly, each soul has seen Krishna or the Supreme Father. But at that time, the conditioned souls are resting in the condition called susupti, which is exactly like deep sleep without dream or anesthetized state. Therefore, they do not remember being with Krishna when they wake up in the material world and become engaged in material affairs.
Jai Prabhupada!
That was a letter to Jagadish Prabhu from Los Angeles in 1970. Then in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Text 9, according to Vishnu Purana, Bhagavad Gita and all other Vedic literatures, the living entities are generated from the tatastha energy of the Lord, and thus they are always the energy of the Lord and not the energetic. So this says they didn't come from there.
One thing, you know, there are so many seeds, like any mango seed, any seed. This seed has not been developed, nor sprout, no trees, no fruits, not like this. But in seed, all the potencies of the whole tree, up to fruit and everything, is there in the latent position in seed.
There's a letter to that effect, if you'd like to...
So you should read.
This is a letter to Rupa Nuprabhu in 1969. In further reference to your question about the form of the spirit soul of the conditioned living entity, there is a spiritual form...
Oh, you should not think that this subject is out of subject, or it will help you all. If you are strong in this philosophy, it will help to have a very strong bhakti in you. And then you will not deviate. Never, never. So you should try to know if this, even this subject is very deep.
There is a spiritual form always, but it develops fully only when the living entity goes to Vaikuntha. This form develops according to the desire of the living entity. Until this perfectional stage is reached, the form is lying dormant like the form of a tree is lying dormant in the sea.
Yes.
Also, there's another reference in the Krishna book where Srila Prabhupada says when we meet Krishna in his Prakat Leela, it's the first time. Shall I read that?
Oh, no need, no. We will discuss further in tomorrow. Now time is over. We will clear it more tomorrow by the example of Jiva Goswami, by the Vedas, Upanishad, and we'll clear the subject. There should be no doubt. Kirtan. Hari Hare Nama. On the bank of Ganges, where Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami are sitting together, Mahaprabhu is teaching him all kind of knowledge. Anything? All you are hearing?
No sound.
Why no sound? What are you? Who is control? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Jivara Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Whether we know, whether we accept or not accept, all the life entities are eternal servant of Krishna. Some know, some does not, but he is. We told from other parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita that any jeev, any soul, with practicing bhakti yoga in lakhs and lakhs births, if he anyhow fortunate to be in Golok Vrindavan, serving Krishna, he cannot fall from there. No chance at all. Yogmaya always helping. And this is their constitutional service to Krishna. So no chance at all. We also explained the ideas, the mode of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj also yesterday. He cannot be different from the line of Jiva Goswami. He cannot be different from the line of Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu. He cannot be different from Baladev Vidyabhushan. Never. Never. Because he accepted them like Guru Paranagi. So he must follow. If anything he has told, anything else than they have told, we'll have to reconcile. Why he told? He has told for a very bigness, anything. But we will search in his other words here and there, what he has told there. So why his words here and there, it is evident, it is clear that any jeev going there, or those who are liberated forever, they cannot return from there. Jadgatvana anivartha. So Jiva Goswami has told in his Paramatma Sandarbha, you know Sandarbha he did, very authentic, more than Vedas. According to the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according in the line of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami he did. So he tells, oh, Jiva has come from Tatastha Shakti. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivara Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna ra Tatastha Shakti. What is the meaning of Tatastha? Tatastha. Where is marginal? Where?
In the middle.
Oh. Between two. What is the one beyond that? Vaikunth. And this side? How broad this place will be? Can you imagine? Only demarcation line. Oh, if water increases, then?
Demarcation line go up.
And if decreases?
Go down.
So, it can be told that for general, those who are beginners, for them it has been told. When you will be realized soul, oh, you will see there. Oh, fact is somewhat else. So, this in demarcation line, Tatastha Shakti, a special Shakti with of Krishna. She is transformed like lakhs and lakhs jivas. And by the mercy of Karna of the Sai Vishnu, though they were in latent position in like a seed, never sprouted. But Karna of the Sai Vishnu gives an intelligence to think what is better, what is good, and what is bad. For a moment, standing there, he sits there and looks here. Now he is dependent to choose any of them.
Independent.
Yes?
Independence.
To think, utilize his intelligence, free will, that what should I choose? Where I should go, there or there. And if he utilizes his independence wrong, then he comes to Maya. And if he properly uses his intelligence, and then he says, oh, at once Jogmaya gives him power to go there. He never returns to this world. So Jiva Goswami has very clearly it has told. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Tatastha. He was never there. Anyone being there, he cannot return. So, he has told, but it is in Sanskrit, I told you the many. So Swamiji cannot refuse. Cannot befriend from this. Never. Because it has been accepted by our whole Guru Parampara, from Brahma to up to Srila Prabhupada, Vilav, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. All. He must accept. So he cannot tell anything different that they have. Now, I know the problem of senior devotees. They could not understand this thing. And they declared, Swamiji never declared like this. They declared that Jeev has come from there, Golok Vrindavan. But now they are seeing in Jaiva Dharma, now they are reading Sandarbhas, and they are now confused what to do. Now they are thinking, if we are accepting this theory, then our position goes away. That we should, anyone should not hear that. That is why they wanted to publish Jaiva Dharma, Paramatma Sandarbha, but they stopped. If they are published, then what will be? It will be declared that Jeev has not gone from. Very simple thing, they should accept. Otherwise, they will be derailed, and that is going. My request that they should accept this truth, fundamental truth, and conclusion. Without this, they cannot go an inch. If all the jivas are coming from there, lakhs and lakhs jivas, then anyone cannot be nirbhar.
Dependent.
Always in dilemma that I may fall down at any time, whether they are in Golok Vrindavan. Always. No certainty when they will fall down. And there is very chance to fall down from there if we accept that thing. Then why to do all these things for lakhs and lakhs, but to remove all kinds of anarths and all these things? Why? So if you have no certainty that we will never come from there, and we can fall down at any moment, then why to do all these things? Why? no answer. So, we have never fallen down from there. Oh, from Tatastakshapi we have come. And we should follow this. So, Sanatana Goswami has told like this. And he said, he has given an example for this. And if you will read the example of Sanatana Goswami, oh, it will be very clear and vivid. And then you can have a way to develop your Krishna consciousness. This is the main platform. So we should make. Though I have not made that platform very strong, what will be the position? Oh, shaking here and there, and they will fall down. They cannot be strong. So we want to make a very good, a strong platform for devotion. So here, only Chitraketu Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, they have not come from there, but Jai Vijay has come. Only to fulfill the desire of their master, and with the desire of their master they have come. And they are not falling down. Never. Even Chitraketu, he was a liberated soul, high class of devotee. Oh, he came to show that any stage a devotee can serve Krishna. No harm.
Some say that you can fall only once. You can't fall twice because then you know.
Oh, bogus, bogus idea, bogus. Baseless. Baseless. Anyone cannot fall from there. What?
I was in a meeting with the ISKCON gurus in 1980, and they said, well, if we accept this idea that we came from Tathasta, our disciples will think we are less gurus.
Oh, that is the point.
They will not think we have come from below. That was their idea. So we cannot say that, because then our disciples will think we are from Tathasta.
Yes.
Not below. That's the reason.
But we should try to, very simply, we should accept this theory and make our platform very solid and then proceed. Oh, don't prolong it. If he's telling Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Chari Varanashrami, Yadi Krishna Nai Bhaje, Swakarma Karilevo, Se Rauru Vepan Gaje. 26. Have you seen? 26 Payar? Charo Varanashrami Yadi Krishna Nai Bhaje.
Varnashram institution accept the regulative principles of four social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, and four spiritual orders, Brahmacharya, Grihastha,
no sound?
No sound.
Vanaprastha.
Oh, you should get this.
What is that speaker? There's a black speaker here.
Ashram institution accept the regulative principles of the four social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, and four spiritual orders, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. However, if one carries out the regulative principles of these orders but does not render transcendental service to Krishna, he falls into the hellish condition of material life.
What is the part? What she said?
The
nothing. Yes. What is the part?
The orders of life are meant for the advancement of human culture, and without following the prescribed rules and regulations of the Varnashram Dharma, then whole human society descends into animals.
No, you are telling opposite. Just opposite. Anyone? Anyone? You?
There was so much commotion going on.
Again, you should hear carefully. What? I want to repeat what your Gurudev has translated.
The followers of the Varnashram institution accept the regulative principles of the four social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, and four spiritual orders, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. However, if one carries out the regulative principles of these orders, but does not render transcendental service to Krishna, he falls into the hellish condition of material existence.
Now understand, but
that if you simply follow Varnashram Dharma without practicing devotional life,
chanting, remembering, you are not doing, but you are following Varnashram Dharma, then you will have to go hell, certainly. So, someone tells like this, that, oh, Prabhupada has come to establish Varnashram Dharma. Never. He came to establish Daiva Varnashram Dharma. Daiva means keeping center of Krishna Bhakti and to maintain like Varnashram. Understand? This was the basis of Varnashram Dharma and it is called Daiva Varnashram. By Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Bhakti Vinod Thakur Rupa Goswami Sanatana Goswami. If anyone not following at all Varnashram Dharma, but he is chanting, remembering one point, apichas su duracharu bhajate mam sadhu revasam sadhu sadhu. And if anyone following fully Varnashram Dharma, oh, even he is worshipping Vishnu, even something chanting, Mahaprabhu told that he hope I hear. So we should try to realize this fact. So your Prabhupada never came to establish this Varnashram Dharma, but he came to make a good platform, Daiva Varnashram, centralized to chanting, remembering, shamanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, shamanam, padri, shivanam. But nowadays I see that all are accepting, even sannyasis, even the pujaris, brahmacharis, being 20 years sannyasis and brahmachari. Oh, they say that Prabhupada has come to establish Varnashram Dharma. So we should accept. But what it is? Like deviation. We could not understood the meaning of the instructions of Swamiji. We should try. So he is. Mahaprabhu is telling. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rai Ramanandi has told. Yo bhajya agega. Even jatkaroshi, jadasnasi, o iho bhajya. Sarvadharmanu pratyajyam iho bhajya. He told that Gita is bhajya. But something is there in sutra.
Contains form.
There. Satatam kirtayanto, mangi jana, patyupasati, teshamaham nitya vijuktanam. There is something there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only told the, what is vahya, external. We should try to be home. And we should try to come where? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatan jati labhyate tatra laulyam abhimekalam janma koti sukirtana labhyate. Oh, from here begins. And what is that? Where taste is there, where this heart of the devotee is saturated in pure love and affection. All the fragments, little atoms of his body and his soul and his heart is saturated with oh sweet love and affection. Oh, you should be there. And here Hari Katha, your all doubts will go. And really, and surely you will have a greed, very thick greed, to serve conjugal Radha and Krishna. Where there is negligence of this thing, oh, they are falling. They are fallen from before. No question. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, he became very happy. Oh, go on, go on. He told other things. So we should try to. Same thing in Raya Ramanand, and now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami of very beginning things, beginners, beginning. What he is telling? That nearer to that. An example, Mahaprabhu, sitting in an example for ordinary person, common person, that there was a very poor boy. Very poor boy. Once, a Sarvagya, Sarvagya means?
Omniscient.
Came to his house. And he told, that do you know that I am friend of your father? I know that you are very rich. But you are thinking that you are very poor. But really, you are not poor. Why you are so unhappy and so poor? Why you are? Oh, your father has left so much wealth for you. But you don't know, perhaps. He was outside of some house, and at that time you were very small baby. So he could not told you. But he was tired. I know this fact. Also I am Sarvagya, omniscience also. And I was friend. So I am also friend of you. Friend means here well-wisher. So knowing this, I have come to you that your father has kept so much wealth. I know where he has kept. Also I. But from your birth you don't know. Yes. This is the example, worldly example. For anshik udaharan.
Partly.
Any example, worldly example, or totally it will not full fit for transcendental. Understand what I told?
Yes.
Oh, you?
Srila Gurudev is describing that if we give any example from the experience of this world to illustrate a transcendental principle, there will be some things which the material example has in common with the transcendental object, but everything will not be the same. So from the material example, we can have some idea, but the example will not illustrate the point exactly.
All. Like Krishna is black as bumblebee. So Krishna is like bumblebee. Only some blackness and some quality. What quality? Oh, he tastes many flowers, one. And Krishna also. He tastes, releases the madhu of oh, so many flowers, beautiful. And he becomes so mad that like bumblebees, oh, he can go to any bad smelling flower also, like kubja and others. So this is some similarity. But in all, nothing. No example for Krishna. How beautiful. black, not very beautiful. Krishna is not black. Very beautiful, marvelous. Some kind of clouds. Like anything else? No, never. There is no example in this world. No comparative. Nothing. Oh, more for Srimati Radhika. Even Krishna and Radhika are both standing. Who is beautiful more? So in this world there is no example for Krishna. Krishna is sweet. How sweet? Any example in this world? No, never. Oh, he is sheepfolded. Any example in this world? Oh, he looks crooked. And he talks his eyes with his eye. And gopis?
Offering arati.
Arati by their eyes. Any example in this world? So he is telling that Sarvagya came, omniscient came, and told that, I know where your father has kept that wealth. Who is he? Chaitya Guru, Krishna himself. Chaitya Guru. You know Chaitya Guru? Have you heard Chaitya Guru? Not heard.
Super soul.
He is like a Vishnu here, always. And in pure devotees, he is himself Krishna. Sikhi Puchhamole. Or taking peacock feather and with float, he is there, with her. So, he is Sarvagya. Sometimes he comes as a Sikhya Guru, as Diksha Guru, and sometimes he comes like Chaitya Guru or Triya. In this, Chaitya Guru is prominent. So much. He is himself Krishna. Sometimes he gives some advices, but we don't follow. And that is why we quickly fall down. So he is telling, Aiche Ved Puran Jive Krishna Upadesh. Ved Puran. Oh, there it has been told. But who will tell? A personality like Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami, like Rupa Sanatana, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told to Sarvam Bhattacharya, you know, he removes his all kinds of doubt. He first came in as a Chaitya Guru and himself like a devotee, and then he came in Sadbhuja Rup. He is so merciful. You should believe in these things. So Sarvagya was not anything else, but he was himself. Sarvagya Vakye Muladhan Anuru Anubandha.